This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. 2025 was a big year for the Chicago tourism industry. My colleague Brandon Kondritz reports hotel room demand was down across the country last year, but in Chicago, the city's official tourism bureau says hotel demand was up by more than 2%. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was at the Choose Chicago annual meeting today.
People from all over continue to flock to our great city, and I'm not surprised that we are bucking national trends. It always has been and always will be different here in Chicago.
He says conventions, sporting events, festivals, and concerts hosted here in Chicago support more than 100,000 jobs and generate nearly $20 billion in revenue for the state. The Art Institute of Chicago has acquired its first Norman Rockwell painting. It's entitled The Dugout. It was painted in 1948. The realistic work depicts the Chicago Cubs in a moment of dejection after losing to the Boston Braves. Here's American Arts curator Sally Kelly Oler.
I have long identified a Norman Rockwell as being something that we would want in the collection. I never dreamed, I will admit, that it would be this particular Norman Rockwell, that would be such a perfect Chicago painting.
The Rockwell piece is a gift to the museum from former Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner and his wife Diana, and you can see it at the Art Institute starting Wednesday. The lineup for this year's Sueños Music Festival is out. Kali Uchis and J Balvin will join the previously announced Fuerza Regida. Chicago's Miriam Paz is returning as well. The festival is scheduled for Memorial Day weekend in Grant Park. Speed skater and Willowbrook's very own Sarah Warren is hitting the ice this weekend. The 29-year-old is competing in her first Olympics, and getting to Milan was no easy task because Warren already has gone through 9 knee surgeries during her career. Warren's dad, Morrison Warren, tells our Say More program the surgeries made Sarah the competitor she is today.
At each one of those, you wonder, is the dream over? And I think her answer is it just can't be. It's been a journey, but if you ask Sarah about it, every single one of these things that were sort of in her way has helped build her stamina and endurance.
He says the whole family will be headed to Milan to watch Sarah compete, and that includes her great uncle, Bears president Kevin Warren. Sarah will take the ice in the 500-meter race on Sunday, 10 a.m. Chicago time. You're listening to The Rundown. Two teen brothers from West Chicago have been in Minneapolis since early January. They're documenting immigration raids. The boys are homeschooled, and they've taken their books with them on the road, but they're struggling to keep up with their studies amid everything they are witnessing, and that includes the aftermath of the killing of Alex Peretti at the hands of federal agents. Yet, they're still continuing their mission. Here's their story, as told to my colleague, Anna Savchenka.
Hey, I'm Sam Lumen, and I'm 16.
I'm Ben Lumen, and I'm 17. We're in Minneapolis right now.
We first decided that we'd be heading out here kind of when we saw that 2,000 agents were being deployed.
Breaking news now, quote, the largest immigration operation ever. That is what
we were both like, oh my goodness, they're going to need help. Because like we'd done a lot of this documentation work in Chicago, and we never had close to that number.
So often we're being fed these narratives from people in governmental positions, and then the video shows the exact opposite of whatever they're saying. So really our mission has become just document what's truly happening, give it away for free to anybody who will take it, and then show the American people what is really happening here on the ground in Minneapolis.
Very quickly we learned this is nothing like Chicago. This is so much worse. Like it felt like they were everywhere and they just kept hopping out of their vehicles, Border Patrol agents, and grabbing people, occasionally like beating them up and then throwing them into their cars. And we were just either seeing abductions or hearing from other people that there had been an abduction like every couple minutes.
Maybe halfway through the first day of patrolling, I called my mom and I said, I don't know how we actually fight against this. She didn't tell us we needed to leave. I mean, she told us to be careful, and she told us stay safe.
How's it going? You guys need to stop following
first and last warning.
It's not illegal.
I know, but it is illegal to impede.
We're not impeding.
Yes, you are.
First and last warning.
In what way are we impeding?
Once we get home, we go through all that footage and just try to get it out there to different media contacts. And then oftentimes we have some schoolwork to get through in the evenings and then kind of just grab dinner and get back out the next morning.
Is this a targeted raid or is this just a random person?
This is how you guys spend your day off from school?
Well, yeah.
I believe it was the 21st of January. ICE had in some way gotten in a collision with another vehicle. There was somebody trying to turn their car around to get out of the situation. And an ICE officer just turned around, broke the window, unlocked the car, and jumped in from the passenger side, and then pushed the driver out the driver's side door, and they arrested him. And then the ICE agent was kind of stuck through the car, and then the car started accelerating and then hit another car. And then there were multiple people being arrested, held down by multiple ICE agents, and I look over, and somebody gets pepper sprayed right in front of me, and so I bring her back to the curb just to make sure she's out of the situation and she's safe.
I got you. Over here. Yep, you're okay. There's gonna be a curb in just.
And then I go back over, and there's a man pinned to the ground by three ICE officers. And then another ICE agent just comes over and sprays the pinned man in the eyes while three agents are on top of him with his hands behind his back.
What the hell? What are you doing?
It was that moment that's just completely brutal aggression for no reason other than hurting another human being. And just seeing that so obviously in front of me, it just hurt. For Alex Preddy, we were on our way. We heard that, hey, there's ICE activity at this location. We need people to go out there and just be there to document. And so as we pulled up, the ambulance was pulling up and multiple cops were already there and ICE was all out of their vehicle. And so it was just a bunch of flashing lights. After maybe an hour and a half, we started hearing flashbangs and tear gas being deployed at another spot on the other side of the corner. And so Sam and I eventually kind of went over there.
I got home and I real quick took a shower just because I was covered in tear gas. And then I immediately went to my phone just to watch every angle I could find to try to figure out what had happened. Everything I was seeing was that he never threatened anybody. He was just shot for being there, for existing.
Alex Preddy, who was trying to pull a woman back who had just been pepper sprayed in the face. Like, I've done that. We've both done that. Through this work, you realize how much of the world is comfortably ignorant. And yet there's millions of people around America right now who are all having to live in fear every single day.
And I also think I've seen so many caring people on the other side of things that will do something and will stand up for what's right.
Yeah, I think when you get into this work, you operate and interact with some of the coolest people in the world. It's a community of people just fighting because they care about people. And I think that level of empathy and that level of care is like the peak of humanity and the peak of like who we could be as a people.
Ben and Sam Luman speaking with my colleague Anna Savchenka and Chicago Sun-Times reporter Mary Norkel. Weather today, sunny, breezy, quite mild, high in the mid-40s, and then tonight, partly cloudy, low in the upper 20s. Sunny skies on Wednesday with a high again near 40. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.